Amnesty International says Israel has built up an array of policies, laws, military coercion, and economic and social discrimination that amounts to oppression and domination over Palestinians in the areas it controls. In short, it says, a system of apartheid.
We are here today to call on the international community to take resolute action against the crime of humanity being perpetrated in order to maintain the system of apartheid.
The report highlights last year's tensions over threatened displacements of Palestinians from their homes in the Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood of occupied East Jerusalem and the military and communal violence that followed. It sets out a catalogue of instances and techniques whereby Palestinians have been displaced from land in Israel and in the occupied territories.
A settler has confiscated thousands of hectares while Palestinian shepherds can't graze their sheep. We want protection for our herders from the settlers.
But it goes much further back in Israel's history, analyzing basic laws and long-term policies, it says, designed to guarantee a Jewish majority and Jewish control. Israel's government says that is an attempt to paint Israel itself as an inherently racist endeavor. In other words, it's an example of anti-Semitism.
Instead of seeking the truth, Amnesty echoes the same lies shared by terrorist organizations. 5 minutes of serious examination would be enough to know that the so-called facts in the report published by Amnesty this week are delusional and disconnected from reality.
Amnesty calls that a diversion.
We're not questioning the fact that there is an intent or a desire to create a Jewish state. What we are saying is that a Jewish state must respect and protect the right of all people on its territories.
This is the third report within the last year accusing Israel of apartheid after Israeli rights group B'Tselem and Human Rights Watch reached similar conclusions. Amnesty says the events here in Sheikh Jarrah in 2021 are further evidence of the conclusions that it was making in its report and evidence of the need for such work to be done. It also says that one of the first things that Israel can do to start unpicking what it calls an apartheid system is to protect and restore Palestinian homes such as these. Amnesty also wants the findings from this report used in investigations currently being undertaken in the International Criminal Court and at the United Nations. Harry Fawcett, Al Jazeera, occupied East Jerusalem.